little teretz that they wanted to say what the Gemara's question was. And I didn't see what the Gemara means is, al tatameh, that such a miracle should happen without Hashem telling him. All the miracles we had in Mitzrayim, Hashem told him to do it. Throw the stick, make it into a snake, make blood, make tfardeya, make kinim. Hashem told him to do it. By this, the Rebbeinu Shem never told him to do it. The Rebbeinu Shem never told Elisha to make the metal float. And the Rebbeinu Shem never told Moshe Rabbeinu to make the metal float by the Aron of Yosef. That's, some of you wanted to say that. And what I tell you, is that what the Gemara says? Go read the words of the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, al tatameh that Moshe did a miracle without Hashem telling him. If the Gemara would have said that, I wouldn't have a kmakasha. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, al tatameh, don't be bewildered, that metal floats. The Gemara says, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu, even a Talmud of a Talmud of Moshe Rabbeinu could make metal float. Moshe alachas kama v'kama. That wasn't the plea. The emes, I would have given the guys that gave me the stats, I would have given them a big patch. The reason why I didn't is because the Maharsha says that too. That's why I didn't give them a patch, because the Maharsha says it. The Maharsha in Mesecha Seita Daf Yud Gimel, that's a teretz the Maharsha gives. The Maharsha asks my kasha. I ask the Maharsha's kasha. Maharsha asks, what do you mean? Moshe, yes, kasha, Moshe Rabbeinu. How he made a miracle? The Maharsha says, maybe, because he wasn't commanded. But I had the same kasha on the Maharsha. That wasn't what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, don't be bewildered, that metal could float. So you should know, Rabbi Isai, the Ben Ishchai, also in the Sefer Ben Yoyod, is also bothered by this question. And he brings the Maharsha, and he's not happy with the teretz either. So the Ben Ishchai says a fascinating teretz, and his teretz is first going to increase our kashas on the whole Inyan, but it's going to answer the Gemara and Satan. What's the Ben Yoyod's teretz? He says like this. He says, if you analyze the miracle of Yosef HaTzadik's Aron floating to the top, two miracles happened. Two separate miracles happened. The Aron of Yosef was all the way on the bottom of the Nilus. It was all the way down the Nile, on the floor of the river, all the way down. So now Moshe needs the Aron Yosef. So now we need a Nes. We need a Nes to come and take this huge metal heavy casket and bring it all the way up to the top of the water. That's a big miracle. Right? Then another miracle took place. The Rebbeinu Shem could have made very simple. The Aron comes from the bottom of the floor of the ocean, of the river, flies up to the top and lands on the side of the riverbank. Nace is over. The Nace could have taken 1 second. Boom. There it is. But you know what happened? That's not what happened. The Aron of Yosef came to the top of the water, of the river. And then it just floated nicely like a boat. Sof. Sof means it was floating. So Hashem didn't make that the Aron jumped out, which would have been one mace and one that's finished. Hashem made a continuous miracle that the Aron of Yosef is floating nicely on the top of the river like it would be a boat. That's the Gemara's kasha. We didn't need that miracle. Al tatame bedavar zeh. Don't be bewildered by such a thing that there should be a miracle that's not needed. Shei bazel tzof. On that, the Gemara says the same thing happened by Elisha. The axe, the metal part of the axe that they were looking for in the water, and Elisha threw a piece of wood and a miracle happened, it came to the top. It didn't just come to the top and come out of the water. It stayed there floating. That's the Gemara. So Taka answers the kasha. The Gemara is dealing. And he says, the Ben Ishchai says, this is called Shufra Denisa. It means sometimes Hashem makes a miracle, he beautifies the miracle. The miracle becomes even more than you need. Even more than you need. L'moshel, one Erev Shabbos, Rav Chanina ben Dois's daughter told him that there's no oil for Shabbos left. There's no oil to light. So Chanina ben Dois told his daughter, take some vinegar. Ta, vinegar doesn't burn. Vinegar puts out a fire. Vinegar doesn't burn. He said, listen. Rav Chanina ben Dosa said, Hashem who makes oil burn, he'll make the vinegar burn. The kachava. But that's not what happened. Not only did it burn, it says it burned for the whole Shabbos. It burnt even during the day. They didn't need it. Shufra Denisa. Hashem made even more a bigger miracle than was needed. The Ben Ish Chai says that sometimes the nes gets expanded beyond what it's needed. And that's what the Gemara was saying. Al tatame she'e barzel tsof alamayim. What the Gemara means to say is, don't be bewildered that the metal stood there floating on the water. Why didn't it just come out? Why did Hashem increase the miracle? On that, the Gemara says we see the same thing by Elisha. So Ben Ish Chai is a Gevaldige Teretz. Gevaldige Teretz. But my kasha is, the Ben Ish Chai's Teretz is so gishmak, now I have a kasha, why did Hashem do that? Lo yovid HaKadosh Baruch Hu nisa b'chdi. Hashem doesn't do miracles for no reason. The Ben Ish Chai now made the Gemara so gishmak, now we have to figure out, so why did Hashem do that miracle? Hashem doesn't do miracles in vain. Miracles need a purpose to be done, not just done. So I'll just give you one more kasha before we answer this kasha. Pasuk says over here, as we continue, that the king was chasing down Elisha. Melech Haram was chasing down Elisha. And again, Elisha made a tremendous miracle happen. Elisha made a miracle that all the soldiers that came became blinded. And he made all kinds of nisim v'nifloyos, Elisha did. Come the Achronim. And the Achronim ask, how was he allowed to daven? It says, Vayispalu Elisha. Elisha davened first they should become blind, then he davened they should get their vision back. He made a whole to-do. V'tzorach here. After we ask Yitzchok, ho'ein mispalim al ma'isin isim. You're not allowed to daven for miracles. Ki mevuha b'yirshal mitaynas. So the Shagas Aryeh in the Sefer Gvur Zari, he says, ha'odim gadol, a very great man, could daven for miracles. The Gemara says in Brochus, you shouldn't stop davening for miracles. Again, if you need a miracle to save your life, you could daven for a miracle. But stop to daven, Hashem should perform a miracle, you're not supposed to daven. The Gemara brings down there in Brochus that if a person's wife is already pregnant for more than 40 days, he shouldn't daven that there should be a different gender. It should be a zohar, should be in the cave, because at that point, it already is what it is. If the 40 days, the Vlad has already scientifically been identified what it is. So basically, if you daven after 40 days, you say, my wife should give birth to a zohar, you're asking Hashem to change the teva. You're asking for a miracle. The Gemara says you shouldn't do that. For 40 days, you could, because it's not a miracle yet. But once it's 40 days, you're asking something should change, shouldn't happen. Amos Paul Maisenis. That's the Gemara. And that's what the Rinas Yitzchok is asking over here. What right did Elisha have to make miracles? Sometimes you see Elisha made miracles that were not needed. And actually, what I'm telling you here that happened with the axe, was not needed. A, he could have gotten him another axe. B, like the Ben Ish Chai says, the metal could have just jumped out of the water. It didn't have to float. But Elisha's making the shufra denisim here. We're having, like the Ben Ish Chai says, beautiful nisim. Why? Why? What's up, Shah? So I want to tell you, the Gemara there in Brochus, when the Gemara says you're not allowed to daven for miracles, the Gemara makes an exception. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Leah did that. Leah davened that the boy that she was expecting should be a girl. Because she didn't want that Rachel should have less than the rest of the Shvachas. If Leah would have had another boy in the place of Dinah, then Rachel would not have even had a chance to have two boys for Shvatim, for the 12 Shvatim. So therefore, Leah davened that her final child should be a girl, and that's what happened. She had a daughter. And from Chazal it comes out that actually it changed from being a boy to being a girl. And there's a whole shaila how that worked. Does it mean the Vlad moved? In other words, Dina was in Rachel's stomach and Yosef was, and the Bernishim flipped it. That's one pshat. There's a different pshat on how to learn what happened exactly. But whatever it was a miracle. So the Gemara asks, so what are you telling me? You can't daven for a miracle. Landed. The Gemara says, oh, you can't bring a raya, aim a v and raya, me maisa nisan. Can't bring a raya for miracles. What do you mean, Kim? That's the whole point. Are you allowed to daven for miracles? You're not allowed to daven for miracles. You see that Leah did. Leah daven for a miracle. What's the Gemara saying? Aim a spiral maisa nisan. So some of you remember Hanukkah had asked such a kasha. Because Hanukkah, the halacha is if you forgot to say al anisim, it's not ma'akev. You yoytze benching. If you forgot al anisim. However, you're supposed to fix it. And there's a special horachamon you say. And that horachamon that you say is horachamon u yasalonu nisim kemoy she'osal aviseinu. And then you say, by your name is manazor, then you say al anisim. Right? So the Ramah brings this down. The Ramah in Hilchos Chanukah says that if you forget to say al anisim, then later on, by Horachamon, you should say this Horachamon. So the B'chor Shor asks, Amos Palam HaMais HaNisim. How do you say Horachamon? Hashem, please do more miracles. I thought you're not supposed to daven stam for miracles. That's the B'chor Shor's question. And the teretz that we gave then is a simple teretz. Simple teretz. Teretz is like this. There's two anhogas in the Bria. There are two ways that Hashem runs the world. B'teva, and lamala mina teva. Teva is daily, the way the world normally functions. The sun comes up in the morning, goes down at night, clouds create rain. There's a normal function of this world. It's all miracles, but it's teva. Right? It's the normal function. And then there's lamala mina teva, what they call miraculous, total miracles, miraculous. Miraculous, you're not supposed to daven stam for miracles. Again, if somebody never says sakone, that's something else. But stam to daven for moifsim, not that. Right? But what happens if a person is not davening for themselves, they're davening for somebody else? Not just they're davening for somebody else, they're davening for somebody else at their own expense. I want somebody else to have something instead of me. That's also connected to teva. The teva of a human being is you want. If you daven that somebody else should get something that really is coming to you, that's not derech teva. So I want to say a simple thing. In that case, then the shaloyal derech teva becomes teva. Then it's normal for it to happen. If a person gets up and they go l'malam and teva, they daven for somebody else, then it's taka teva that it should happen, even if it's a miracle. The miracle becomes normal. Because since you went l'malam anateva, l'malam anateva happens. Leah was pregnant with a boy. She wanted avada, she wanted to have a boy. She would have wanted to have a boy. But she went to think, one second, if I'm going to have a boy, my sister then is going to be stuck. She's not even going to be able to have two boys like the rest of the Shvachas. That's not right. So she davened that she should lose so her sister should gain. If that's what you're davening for, then the lamala manateva becomes teva. That's what the Gemara means. Eimavi and raya mi maisin isim. There it's normal for a nes to happen. Then you could daven. The Chashminoyim gave up their lives to save Klal Yisrael. They weren't in danger. Those kind of miracles you could daven for. Harachmanu yasol nisim kumoshu asalavisim. Those kind of miracles you could talk a daven for. When that's what happens, you could talk a daven. We explained that one of the main tikkunim of the Talmidim of Elisha, one of the main points of the Talmidim of Elisha was to fix the chet of Gehazi. You remember that, right? And Gehazi was selfish. He wanted to be, he's the only Talmud of Elisha. That's why nobody came to learn by Elisha. He stood outside, he got people not to come. And the whole tikkun of the Talmidim of Elisha was that they should come in and bring others in. And that was the whole point of making the Beis Medrash bigger. And that's why they brought Elisha along with them, as we explained by Riches. So the whole idea here was to do for Yen. When you're doing for Yen, then miracle is normal. That's why Elisha Dafka did miracles. That's why Elisha Dafka did miracles. To show that when you're doing for somebody else, then a nes is teva. Then a nes is teva. When you want to give up time that you have with your Rebbe, so somebody else should have time, then you could be zeichet to miracles. And that's why Elisha showed not only miracle, he showed a miracle that even wasn't needed, he did. In this tekufa. Now we understand Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu stood by the edge of the Nilus, who was he trying to help? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik. We didn't need it. We're ready to leave Mitzrayim. We didn't need it. Gans Klal Yisrael are busy with the Biza. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Nilus. He said, Yosef, I want to do for you. When Moshe Rabbeinu was making this nace happen, it wasn't for him. It wasn't for that they needed it. It was for Yosef. For Yosef, you're allowed to daven for a miracle. Not only are you allowed to daven for a miracle, even a miracle that's not needed is going to happen. And that's why Hashem made the Oren of Yosef should float, even though that part of the miracle wasn't needed, to show that it was for somebody else, then it's normal for a miracle to happen. When you're davening, and that's Peshat in the Gemara, Al-Tatame B'dover Zeh, that the Oren of Yosef was floating, because it was for Yenna. You see, the same thing happened to Elisha. Okay, I'll stop it.